He may be referring to the fact that when you get a separate frame coming up on the wing, on the screen, it's different than having something take place in frame. And part of our shell integration strategy, going back all the way to 1990, included the idea that as you navigated or browsed through different media types, you didn't have to have another frame come up, because that's sort of an artifact of having to think about applications instead of objects. And so as we looked at integrating the browser and the shell together, we were going to create a form of navigation optionally, but as the default, where you don't switch frames as you navigate the links from the shell to what's out on the internet back to what's in the local store.
Did anyone ever tell you, independent of this document, in words or in substance, that Microsoft intended to bind the shell to the Internet Explorer so that running any other browser is a jolting experience?
Certainly the idea of integrating in a way that made a better browsing experience was something we were talking about quite a bit. Those words, no, I never heard anything along the lines of those words.
The words that are in this document.
That's right.
Okay. Did Microsoft make any effort to discourage Apple from writing in JDK 1.2?
That never would have come up. Apple is not an application developer.
Let me back up. Did Microsoft ever make an effort to get Apple to discourage applications writers for Apple's machine from writing in what you have referred to as Sun's Java, or using the Sun Java runtime?
I'm sure there was discussion with Apple about the fact that their unique operating system capabilities wouldn't show through with the least common denominator, pure approach. Whether that related specifically to JDK 1.2 or not, I can't say.
When you say you're sure there were discussions, are you talking about discussions between Microsoft representatives and Apple representatives?
Yes.
What was Microsoft's interest in having Apple discourage application writers for Apple's operating system from using Java runtime or JDK 1.2?
We thought they might share the view that applications showing off unique operating system features was a good thing, but...
Was there any other reason, sir?
No.
Did you have, personally, any discussions with Apple with regard to trying to agree with Apple as to the extent to which Apple and Microsoft would compete with respect to Apple's QuickTime software?
No.
Do you know if anyone from Microsoft had such discussions with anyone at Apple?
know, over a course of years, we've talked to them about what their plans are for QuickCon, but that's all.
Does Microsoft have software that competes with QuickTime?
Since QuickTime's a free runtime, you could answer that either yes or no. It's not a revenue source for Apple, but there is an Apple technology that has some common things with some Microsoft technologies.
Do you believe that QuickTime software competes with any software distributed by Microsoft?
Depends what you mean, compete.
Using that in the way that you would ordinarily understand it in the operation of your business, sir?
No.
Did you make any effort, or did Microsoft make any effort, to get Apple to agree not to market QuickTime in any respect, or to limit the marketing of QuickTime in any respect?
There were discussions about whether we could help them with their QuickTime goals at various points in time, and in fact they encouraged us to do something where we'd actually, by working with them, make QuickTime even more popular than it is.
Could you read back my question, please?
Did you make any effort, or did Microsoft make any effort, to get Apple to agree not to market QuickTime in any respect, or to limit the marketing of QuickTime in any respect?
Can you answer that question, sir?
I'm not aware of anything that was directly aimed at those things, no.
Are you aware of anything that was indirectly aimed at those things? Did, to your knowledge, any representative of Microsoft try to convince Apple not to sell or promote QuickTime for uses for which Microsoft promotes the use of NetShow?
There was some discussion about the future development of the runtime code, and whether we could work together on the Windows side of that runtime code that would enhance their goals and our goals.
And was there a discussion in that context about Apple agreeing not to sell or promote QuickTime for uses that Microsoft was promoting NetShow to fulfill?
Not that I'm aware of.
Insofar as you're aware, did Microsoft representatives tell Apple
representatives that if Apple would agree not to sell or promote QuickTime for uses for which Microsoft offered NetShow, that Microsoft would help Apple in other areas.
Well, as far as I know, the QuickTime runtime is free. So when you say sell, I'm not sure what you mean there.
I guess in sell or promote, I certainly meant to, but I will use the word distribute, if that will help.
I think there was a technical discussion about whether a common runtime was achievable, which would have enhanced their QuickTime goals.
When you say common runtime, could you explain what you mean by that?
I mean that the Windows Media Player runtime would combine technology from them and from us that met all of their goals for QuickTime.
And so there would be a Windows Media Player that would be distributed, and Apple would stop distributing QuickTime for purposes for which the Windows Media Player was distributed? Is that what you're saying?
No, they wouldn't have to stop anything. There would just be a new runtime that might incorporate some of their technology and help them with their QuickTime goals.
Well, when you say there'd be a new program that would incorporate or might incorporate some of their technology, would that result in them stopping the distribution of their existing QuickTime technology?
There's no reason it would need to.
Was that part of the discussions?
I don't think so, but as I told you, I wasn't part of any of those discussions.
Were you aware of those discussions while they were going on?
I knew that Apple had the QuickTime runtime for Windows, and there was always a question of whether we could create a Windows runtime that combined what their goals were there and what they had done well there with the work we were doing. And I know we talked to Apple about whether we could help each other in an effort like that.
When you talk about helping each other, would that result in a single product that would then be distributed in place of both QuickTime and NetShow?
No, people could still distribute their old things, but if you create a new thing that's better, some people might use it.
Well, was the purpose of creating the new Windows Media Player that you referred to obsolete QuickTime?
Whatever functionality QuickTime had previously would be unaffected by any such effort.
That really wasn't my question, Mr. Gates. Maybe I can state it more clearly. Did Microsoft try to convince Apple to take actions which would have resulted in Apple no longer distributing QuickTime to people to whom Microsoft was distributing NetShow or a successor Microsoft product?
I'm not aware of anything that would have stopped them from distributing the QuickTime they had, but it was possible we could come up with something that would be helpful to both companies in terms of a product that took some of their technology and ours and was better for users.
Did Microsoft offer to have off have Apple continue to offer a multimedia player for the Mac platform and to assist Apple in that, if Apple would agree not to distribute that multimedia player for the Windows platform.
As I said, I don't think there was any discussion about not distributing some old thing, but rather a question of was could something new be created which would be better for both companies.
Was the idea that once this new thing was created, the old thing that Apple was distributing would no longer be distributed by Apple?
As I said, I don't think that was part of the discussion.
Have you ever been told anything, or have you ever read anything about any contentions that Apple may or may not make concerning these discussions?
No.
Are you aware of any assertions by Apple representatives that Microsoft representatives tried to get them to agree to divide the market?
No.
No one's ever told you that.
That's right.
And you've never heard that from any source?
That's right.
Do I take it from what you said yesterday that if, in fact, Microsoft representatives had attempted to get Apple representatives to participate in the market division, that would be contrary to Microsoft policy?
Judge, that's right.
And I take it that if you found out that people had done that, contrary to Microsoft's policy, they would be appropriately dealt with?
Yes.
Are you a regular reader of the Wall Street Journal?
Some days I read the Wall Street Journal.
Are you aware of a Wall Street Journal article that discusses assertions by Apple concerning alleged efforts by Microsoft to get Apple to agree to divide markets?
No.
Let me ask you to go to a different issue of market division or alleged market division. But before I do, let me just refer you to the Wall Street Journal article of July 23, 1998, entitled U.S. Probing Microsoft's Multimedia Role. Does that refresh your recollection as to whether you ever saw a Wall Street Journal article about alleged market division attempts between Microsoft and Apple?
Do you want to show us the article?
I have no objection to
showing
it. And I have no objection to marking it.
I don't care what you mark.
My purpose is just to try to refresh his recollection to see whether he recalls having ever seen this.
No.
Okay. In that case, let me show you a document marked as Government Exhibit 375. Um, second item on the first page is an email message from you to Jim Alchin and others dated October 12, 1997. Did you send this email October 12, 1997?
I don't remember, but I have no reason to doubt that I did.
In the first paragraph, you say, quote, I have a critical meeting with Intel a week from Wednesday. I want to convince them that they need to stay away from Oracle NCs and work more closely with Microsoft, close quote. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have that meeting?
I had a meeting.
Do you recall having that meeting?
I don't know what you mean, that meeting.
You say, I have a critical meeting with Intel a week from Wednesday. Did you have that meeting?
I feel sure I had a meeting with Intel after this piece of email was sent.
In October of 1997?
Could have been November. You'd have to... Let's see. No, October.
Let me ask you to look at the last paragraph under the heading Sun bytecodes are bad for them. And you say, quote, I want them to understand that helping NCs and Java will push us to do Windows and other software in Sun bytecodes, even if we don't rewrite them in Java, close quote. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
When you say, I want them to understand, are you referring to Intel?
I think so.
Did Microsoft make any effort to convince Intel not to help Sun and Java?
Not that I know.
Did you or anyone at Microsoft attempt to convince Intel not to engage in any software activity?
Not between those two.
Let me put the question this way. Did you, or to your knowledge, others, that it should not engage in any software activity unless Microsoft was involved in that activity?
I'm sure we pointed out sometimes how sometimes a lack of communications between the two companies on various subjects, including software development, led to unfortunate unreliability and mismatch, which led to bad customer experiences.
And what did that lead you to ask Intel to do?
Oh, in general, to see if we couldn't do a better job communicating with each other so that people would have better experiences using the PC.
D-
Did you tell, or did anyone, insofar as you were aware, from Microsoft, tell Intel representatives that you did not want Intel's software engineers interfering with Microsoft's existing domination of the software side of the PC industry?
No.
Are you aware of a Intel operation referred to as the Intel Architecture Labs?
Yes.
Did you tell Intel Chief Executive Officer Andy Grove that you believed that Intel should shut down its Intel Architecture Labs?
No.
What did you understand the Intel Architecture Labs to be doing?
I can't claim to have a lot of expertise on the broad set of things the Intel Architecture Lab was doing.
What did you know the Intel Architecture Lab was doing?
Well, they were doing some plumbing software to try to get some things to run on Windows 3.1 at one point. It's one thing I know they were doing, but in terms of their breadth of activities, most of it I wouldn't have any familiarity with.
Did you believe that there was anything about what Intel was doing in the Intel Architecture Labs that was inconsistent with Microsoft's interest?
Well, the fact that their software didn't run with Windows 95 and would break if the user wanted to move up to Windows 95 was a subject of concern and discussion for us related to an overall set of projects that were sometimes called NSP, although that term had many meanings.
What does NSP stand for?
Sometimes it means native signal processing.
And how did what the Intel Architecture Labs was doing relate to NSP?
That was the plumbing.
For NSP?
I believe so.
Did you tell Intel CEO Mr. Grove that you believed that what Intel was doing in the Intel Architecture Labs was contrary to Microsoft's interests?
In a broad sense, no. In terms of some specific things that broke software for users, I did evidence that concern.
And you did so personally?
Personally and impersonally.
You ask Mr. Grove to cancel the Intel Architecture Labs work?
No.
Did you, or insofar as you're aware, anyone else at Microsoft tell people at Intel that they should leave the software side of the PC business entirely to Microsoft?
Well, we were having a hard time coordinating our work with Intel, and we thought the quality of some of their work was very low, as well as not working with any of our new Windows work. We may have suggested at some point that the net contribution of their software activities could even be viewed to be negative.
Did you, or insofar as you are aware, anyone else at Microsoft, tell representatives of Intel that their software activities were inconsistent with cooperation between Intel and Microsoft?
The specific work they did that completely broke our work, I'm sure I indicated I didn't think that was a good idea for either company.
Other than the specific software that would not work on Windows 95 that Intel was working on, did you, or insofar as you were aware, anyone else at Microsoft tell Intel representatives that the software work that Intel was doing was inconsistent with cooperation between Intel and Microsoft?
Well, there's some other things they did that created incompatibilities.
Incompatibilities between what and what?
Between their software and Windows, that was intended to run on Windows, that created incompatibilities.
And did you tell them that software also was not consistent with cooperation between Microsoft and Intel?
I doubt I used those words. I suggested that it wasn't helpful to any of their goals or our goals to have software that had incompatibilities and was low quality and broke.
Did you tell Intel representatives, or did, insofar as you're aware, any Microsoft employee tell Intel representatives that you were concerned about Intel's support for Netscape?
I don't remember that.
Do you remember telling Intel representatives that you were concerned that Intel support for Netscape could allow Netscape to grow into a de facto standard?
No.
Did you tell representatives of Intel that you were concerned that Intel's use of Netscape could set up a positive feedback loop for Netscape that would allow it to grow into a de facto standard?
What do you mean, Intel's use of Netscape?
I'm asking whether you told this to Intel. If you didn't,
I don't know what you mean by Intel use of Netscape, if you're not going to clarify what you mean by that.
All I'm asking is whether you told them something, Mr. Gates. And if you tell them I didn't tell them that, not only would I not tell them that because I don't understand what it could be, that's an answer. But what I'm asking you is whether you told them that in words or in substance, and if you didn't, you didn't. Or if you say you didn't, you say you didn't. But all I want to do is get your answer. Let me try to approach it this way. I wouldn't have thought the term use is quite so ambiguous, but Mr. Gates, did you tell representatives of Intel that Intel using Netscape in a Windows environment would not be a problem so long as Intel did not assist in setting up a positive feedback loop for Netscape that allowed it to grow into a de facto standard. Did you say that, or write that, or communicate that? Those words, or words that you recognize to mean the same thing.
I'm still confused about what you mean, Intel use, using something. You're talking about, like, in their internal IT systems? What's this about?
Mr. Gates, either you told that to Netscape or you didn't. If you tell me you didn't tell it to Netscape, I'll go on to the next question.
I did not.
Okay. Did you, Mr. Gates, personally ever express concern to Mr. Grove that Intel's software work was beginning to overlap with Microsoft's software work?
Only in the sense that the low quality and incompatibilities were inconsistent with any goals that Intel might have had in doing that work.
Why was that a concern?
Because Intel was wasting its money by writing low quality software that created incompatibilities for users, and those negative experiences weren't helpful for any goal that Intel had.
Were they harmful to any goal that Microsoft had?
Only in the sense of hurting PC popularity by creating negative user experiences.
Is it your testimony that your only concern with what Intel was doing in the software area was a concern to avoid negative user experiences?
That's right. Low quality and incompatibilities.
Which, according to you, would lead to negative user experiences.
That's right.
Did you, or insofar as you were aware, anybody at Microsoft ever tell Intel representatives in words or in substance that they should stick to hardware and leave the software to Microsoft?
I'm sure there were times when we were frustrated about the quality and incompatibility problems created about their software, where someone might have expressed that sentiment in an extreme feeling about how tough it had been for Intel to do quality work that would have advanced any Intel goal.
Were you aware of any work that Intel was doing relating to internet software development?
I can't think of any.
Did you ever express any concern to anyone at Intel, or to your knowledge, did anyone at Microsoft ever express any concern to anyone at Intel concerning Intel's internet software work, if any?
I don't think Intel ever did any internet software work.
If they did, I take it as your testimony, no one ever told you about it.
That's right.
Did you, or to your knowledge, anyone at Microsoft express concern to Intel about the success of Java, or what you have referred to in this deposition as Java runtimes?
From time to time, we'd have general discussions with Intel about things going on in the industry, and I'm sure our views of the Java runtime competition may have come up in some of those discussions.
In those discussions, did you or others from Microsoft express concern about Java and Java runtime's popularity to Intel representatives?
I think it's likely in those general discussions we talked about some of the opportunities and competitive things going on, including our view of what was going on in Java runtime.
Did you tell representatives of Intel, or did, to your knowledge, anyone from Microsoft tell representatives of Intel that in Microsoft's opinion, the wide distribution of Java and Java runtimes was incompatible with the interests of both Intel and Microsoft?
Actually, there's one aspect of Java that could have an effect on Intel and would have no effect on Microsoft, so it's completely orthogonal. And I pointed out to them what that was. And so I did think there was one thing they ought to think about in terms of where the world of software development was going, but it wasn't an issue that related to Microsoft.
Irrespective of what you said about that particular issue, did you or others from Microsoft tell Intel, in words or in substance, that as a general matter, general conclusion, the popularity of Java and Java runtimes was not in your joint interest? And joint interest, I mean Microsoft and Intel.
No, there was nothing about it that related to any joint interest. There was one thing about it that related to some of Intel's interests, and there were other things about it that related to some of Microsoft's interests, but there's no overlap between those two.
Let me put the question this way. Did you, or to your knowledge, others from Microsoft, tell Intel that for whatever reasons you believed that the widespread distribution of Java and Java runtimes was inconsistent with both interests of Intel and interests of Microsoft?
Well, it's like you're trying to rephrase what I said in a more inaccurate way. I told you there's an aspect of it that I thought they should think about that related to them only. That's the bytecode piece. And then there's an aspect of it that relates to us only. So there's no end there. There's just a piece that might have been of interest to them that I articulated. And then there's the part that relates strictly to us.
Let me take it in two pieces. Did you tell Intel representatives that you believed that there were reasons why the widespread distribution of Java and Java runtimes were not in Intel's interests?
Not in that general sense. I pointed out the very specific aspect of it, the bytecode aspect, that I thought they ought to think about that had no effect on us.
Did you tell Intel representatives that there were things about the wide distribution of Java and Java runtimes that Microsoft believed was not in Microsoft's interests?
It's likely that in the general discussion, the notion of some of the new competitive activities, including the Java runtime issues, would have come up in some discussions with Intel, but not related to anything they were doing.
did you ask Intel to keep you apprised of what software work Intel was doing?
I think I made that request in vain on several occasions. Nothing ever came of it.
Is it your testimony that they refused to keep you apprised of the software work they were doing?
No, I just said to them that if they were, whatever software work they were doing that was intended to help Windows, they should talk to us about it early on if they wanted to have the highest probability that it would in fact achieve that goal. And unfortunately, we never achieved that result. That is, they would do things related to Windows that without talking to us in advance. And then once they'd done the work, there'd be some incompatibilities between what they had done and Windows itself.
When was the last time that you asked Intel to keep you apprised of what software work they were doing?
I'm not sure.
Approximately when?
I don't know.
Was it within the last year?
I don't know.
Was it within the last 2 years?
I honestly don't know.
Was it within the last 3 years?
There's probably one instance where I asked them to tell us about things they were doing related to Windows.
Did you or others, to your knowledge, from Microsoft tell Intel that if Intel began to compete with Microsoft, Microsoft would be forced to begin to compete with Intel?
No.
Not at all, sir? Never said that in words or in substance?
No.
To your knowledge, did anyone else from Microsoft ever say that?
I'm not aware of anybody saying that.
If anybody had said that, would you consider that to be inconsistent with company policy?
I'm confused. Intel and Microsoft are not in the same businesses. So there's no policy about one of our people suggesting that we're going to go into the chip business.
Was it part of what you wanted to accomplish, Mr. Gates, to keep Intel and Microsoft in separate businesses?
No.
Did you ever take any action intended to accomplish that?
No.
Did you, or to your knowledge, anyone from Microsoft ever tell people at Intel that Microsoft would hold up support for Intel's microprocessors if Intel didn't cooperate with Microsoft in areas that Microsoft wanted Intel's cooperation in?
When we saw Intel doing the low-quality work that was creating incompatibilities in Windows that served absolutely no Intel goal, we suggested to Intel that that should change. And it became frustrating to us because there was a long period of time where they kept doing work that we thought, although it was intended to be positive in the Windows environment, was actually negative. And we did point out the irony of how, well, we seem to communicate with them on microprocessor issues, and yet they seem, on the areas where they were trying to enhance Windows, that the communication worked very poorly.
did you or others on behalf of Microsoft tell Intel that Microsoft would hold up support for Intel's microprocessors if Intel did not cooperate with Microsoft?
No.
No one ever told Intel that, to your knowledge?
That's right.
Let me see if I can refresh your recollection. Did you or anyone from Microsoft ever tell Intel representatives that Microsoft would hold up support for Intel's microprocessors if Intel didn't cooperate with Microsoft on the Internet?
No.
Did you or anyone from Microsoft ever tell representatives of Intel that Intel would not cooperate, that if Intel would not cooperate with Microsoft on communications programs, Microsoft would hold up support for Intel's microprocessors?
No.
Did you or, to your knowledge, anyone from Microsoft ever tell Intel that you wanted Intel to reduce its support of Netscape?
It's very likely that our sales force that calls on Intel as a software customer talk to them about their website and their browsers, and they may have tried to convince them to use our browser in terms of their internal efforts. It's kind of a nit, but I think it's possible.
Did you, Mr. Gates, ever yourself try to get Intel to reduce its support of Netscape?
I'm not aware of any work that Intel did in supporting Netscape. They may have used their browser internally or one of their server things, but that's not really support. So I'm not sure of any support they were giving to Netscape.
You may mean that to answer my question, but I want to be clear. It is your testimony that you're not aware of any instance where you asked anybody at Intel to reduce the support that Intel was providing to Netscape. Is that your testimony?
No. I may have talked to them about their internal browser use. I don't think so, but I may have. And I may have talked to them about their web servers and what they were using.